Shavua Tov, Gutavach. This is Rabbi Eitan Topeir from Brooklyn, New York. We are just a few weeks away from Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, the Yomim Na'araim. And there is a mitzvah in the Seder that we read this morning that I think is quite apt for this time of year. The Torah tells us that the mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda, returning a lost item to its neighbor. This is not the only time in the Torah that we are taught this lesson. But this time around, the Pasuk says the following. It's recorded in two different ways. But the Pasuk says, V'hashevoso lo, that you shall return the object to the person who lost it. But in fact, the language of V'hashevoso lo really means you shall return him, V'hashevoso, return him, lo, to him. Return him to him. What does that mean, to return him to him? So the Gemara tells us, Hashavas Gufo, this means that you shall return the person's body to himself. And that means, if a person is in a sakana, kigon shehayatovea banahar, they're drowning in the river, so v'hashevo solo, return the person to himself, restore him to himself. So the meaning of this very strange language, the Talmud tells us, is to tell us that Hashavas Aveda isn't just about returning a trinket, or something even more significant from one person to another, but it's about returning and restoring a person to themselves, giving them their life. And I think it's very odd that the same pasuk that teaches us that you should return, a $5 bill to somebody that lost it, or perhaps something worth $5 to somebody who lost it, is the same pasuk from which we derive that you shall save a person and help them to heal, help them to emerge from a very life-threatening situation. They seem to be so distant from one another. Furthermore, if the Torah would tell me that you have to return a trinket to your neighbor, if you have to return something of minimal value, would I not know on my own the idea that you should help to save a life? Now, maybe I might not realize that it's the mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda, but if I have to return a person's watch that they lost to them, then I most certainly have a mitzvah to restore their body to themselves, to help them to heal, to help them out of a life-threatening situation. So it seems very odd to me that Hashevo so lo teaches us two radically different ideas within the general idea of Shavas Aveda. So to address this strangeness in the pasuk, as well as understanding this phrase v'hashevo so lo, some I'd like to share with you a couple of ideas. One is an idea that v'hashevo so lo means that you have an obligation to return and to restore a person to themselves. It doesn't just mean hashavas gufo the way we explained it, but some suggest that it means something much more nuanced. You can help a person to be restored to themselves simply by giving them an encouraging word, emotional support, giving them encouragement. There is a fellow who wrote an article some years ago, a Rebbe somewhere in the Baltimore area in the Yeshiva High School, and it was his practice to wish the kids a happy birthday on their birthdays. And he had a student who had already graduated, was studying in university somewhere, and he remembered that it was the student's birthday, and he called him up, and he wished him a happy birthday to check in and see how he was doing. And the student, a little while later, communicated, sent an email, however he communicated, and he told the Rebbe that the Rebbe had saved his life. For whatever reason, a multiplicity of forces, the student was in a terrible funk, in a terrible depression, and he was thinking of taking his own life. And simply being there at that right moment, calling and saying, happy birthday, how are you? Seeking the well-being of this young boy, he saved a life. So here we have a Hashevo Solo, the two aspects coming to, sort of coming together. Hashevo Solo, encouraging, giving strength, giving support, giving emotional encouragement, and saving a life altogether. I saw it brought down in the name of the Ramban in his Torah Ha'adam, with apologies to those who might be watching or listening that are physicians, that the Torah Ha'adam says that doctors, from a Torah perspective, what they charge should not be based on market forces. Because at the end of the day, the mitzvah to heal a person is to restore themselves to themselves. Shavas gufo. You can't charge for doing a mitzvah. So you have to find some other medium, some other mechanism, how to charge, schar batala, whatever it might be. but you can't charge for doing the mitzvah. And so from here we learn, says the Ramban in the Torah to Adam, that doctors cannot charge more than, you know, some basic amount. I don't know how this would go over so well in our current market economy in America. You go to your doctor, your cardiologist, your gastroenterologist, your primary care doctor, you say, I'm only paying you, 10 cents because it's a mitzvah. But nevertheless, apparently this is the Torah to Adam. However, I would like to suggest, based on what the Ibn Ezra writes, in this parsha here of Hashavas Aveda, but not on this particular pasuk. And the Ibn Ezra says, when it comes to the mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda, notice that this mitzvah is written right after the parsha, generally speaking, of Ki Teitzei L'Milchama, right? You have Ki Teitzei L'Milchama L'Oivecha, you have Eshes Yifas Tor, Ben Sa'ar Mar, and now you have Hashavas Aveda. Says the Ibn Ezra, why are these parshios juxtaposed to one another? Afilu atayotze lemilchama. You have the mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda even when you're going out to war. What does that mean? You have the mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda when you're going out to war. When I'm going out to war, I have to take a toothbrush, I have to take my flak jacket, I have to take my binoculars, I have to take my drones and my scopes and my hand grenades, and I have to remember that I have to do Hashavas Aveda. What does that mean? Afilu kishiyotze lemilchama. Even when you're going out to war, you have to do Hashavas Aveda. And I think the answer here is quite clear, that sometimes people, when they're on a grand, a great righteous journey, on a great righteous crusade, they're doing something which is extraordinarily important for themselves, for their families, for Klal Yisrael. They can't be bothered with the little stuff. Don't bother me with the little stuff, Hashavas Aveda. I'm saving Klal Yisrael. And the answer is, even when I'm doing extraordinarily important things, afilu, even, kishiyotze lemelchama, you can't forget about the small stuff. You can't forget about the Hashavas Aveda. You can't forget about giving a kind word of encouragement to another person. You can't forget the day-to-day things. Because while it's true that the big things are important and will impact the history of Klal Yisrael, the history, the whole trajectory of my community, my family, but that happens, once in a while. Those big moments are not the moments that necessarily shape a truly meaningful and purposeful life. The things that shape and impact a truly meaningful life are the little moments, the small things that we do day in and day out. And it seems to me that at this point in time in Chodesh Elul, we, Klal Yisrael, especially in Chutz La'aretz, can look back on this year and just based on anecdotal experience, I think we can say that Klal Yisrael and Chutz La'aretz has done a remarkable job in supporting Eretz Yisrael. Millions of dollars have been raised this year for Torah, for the IDF, for the soldiers, for communities, for widows, for all types of amazing, amazing things. It's been a tragic year, a sad year, but born out of that tragedy and that sadness have also been beautiful, beautiful moments of chesed. So I think we can pat ourselves on the back. But as we're standing a few weeks away from Rosh Hashanah, and we do a cheshbon ha-nefesh, a little hisbonanus, and say, what can we be proud of this year? I think we can all be proud of what we've done for Acheinu B'nai Yisrael and Eretz Yisrael. Drones have been purchased, and flak jackets, and scopes, and barbecues, and missions, and helping families, and shuls, and communities. Amazing things. But the question we have to ask ourselves, did we remember to do Hashavas Aveda also? Learning, tefillah. Remember that there's somebody in a hospital that needs a Bikur Cholim call. Maybe a shut-in. Maybe a student. Maybe a child. Somebody we know that needs a word of encouragement to be able to move on to the next day. Yes, we're helping Klal Yisrael to survive. But just as we're helping Klal Yisrael to survive, it's also important to spend time with our children and our grandchildren and do homework with the kids. All these things are Hashavas Aveda. It is v'hashevoso lo. V'hashevoso lo is, on the one hand, hashavas gufo, restoring a person to themselves, saving them from a moment of sakana. But v'hashevoso lo is also the small stuff, reminding ourselves that it is just as important to fulfill the mitzvah of hashavas aveda, a word of encouragement, a word of kindness, to help our neighbors and our friends and our community to be able to move forward with strength and with vitality. And when we engage in the small hashevosolos, those are really the things that matter. Or those are really the things that make a truly meaningful life. It's not every day that you're sending emergency funds to Eretz Yisrael. Baruch Hashem, we do it when it's necessary, and it shouldn't be necessary. But day to day is what really determines. So Be'ezras Hashem, in a couple of weeks, we stand before the Ribono Shel Olam. Not only should we be making commitments, the big stuff of what we have to do for Klal Yisrael, but we should have the wisdom and the courage to commit ourselves to Bahashevo Solo, to restore our neighbors, to restore Klal Yisrael, Hashavas Gufo, Hatzalas Nefashos, the big stuff, but also Hashevo Solo, the small things as well. And with those commitments and those Zechuyos, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should bench us with the Shnas Bracha V'Hatzlacha. A good vach to all.